Thank you. The next item on the agenda is a review of experimental fishery permit applications behind tab 14. There were three EFP proposals that came between the last council meeting and this one. They're behind tab 14. I'll ask Chris Kellogg to briefly touch on them.
Okay, the first was from the University of New England to look at dogfish reproductivity issues, and there was no comment from our council. And actually, I'll preface my comments that there was no objections raised to any of the three EFP applications. The second was for a continuation of the PSP closed area exemption. This was a proposal that probably triggered our process of looking more carefully at EFP proposals. The exemption is from the is not from our management council regulations, but from the surf clam quahog regulations for closed areas, purely for health reasons. And it's a continuation of an existing request for 1 year and for 200,000 bushels of quahogs. The third is an EFP request to study discard mortality of five flatfish species, southern New England yellowtail, winter flounder, fluke, and northern and southern window pane, and involves 6,000 fish. And the staff submitted a letter saying that our council had no objection to that proposal as well.
Any questions for Chris on the EFPs? Okay, seeing none. Thank you, Chris. Now moving to the next agenda item, which is an open period for public comment. Again, this is an opportunity for you and the public to provide brief comment, to provide